quarantiners. Today is Friday, April 16th, 2021. For real. Like, Alex and I are actually living this day. Although, I have to say, it kind of feels like deja vu.
Maybe we should explain what deja vu is, for people who don't know.
Okay, but isn't explaining things your job on the show?
Right. Deja vu, from the French meaning already seen. Basically, it's that feeling you get that you've already lived through something before.
Like when you're talking to someone and suddenly you get this sense that you've already had this conversation. And you wonder, was that a dream? Or maybe I lived it in another dimension.
In this case, we actually got to listen to a podcast from the future. So, not exactly deja vu, but same idea.
If you heard Tuesday's episode, then you heard today's episode too. Sort of. It was the original version of 159, the one recorded by Future Remy and Future Alex on April 16th, 2021. Today.
Which was over a year ago for them.
Confused yet? I am.
Now, here's the good news. What we're recording now does not sound like what we heard in their episode, which means that we are capable of making things different.
And that's important because, according to Future Remy, today is the day that changed everything.
And while we don't know exactly what everything means, my visit to the future gives me some idea.
We believe this is the day that the tunnel floods, leading to a series of events that causes Mom and Dad to sell the house to Gabriel Augustine and move us in with Grandma and Grandpa, away from school and my friends. Especially Fiona.
I wish I could say I knew how it all happens, but Future Remy and Alex mostly kept it from me.
What we do know is that future is not what we want, and today's the day it starts, somehow.
Which means we have to do whatever we can to keep it from happening, without tearing apart the space-time continuum.
On that cheery note, shoutouts!
Are you going to let me participate this time, or are you going to do a bad impression of me again?
We'll use the real you.
Thanks.
Happy 10th birthday to Sevi from his mom and brother. Happy 13th to Finn. Happy 11th to Jack F. Happy 11th to Claudia in Renton, Washington, from Mom, Dad, Elijah, and Antonia, who say, "We love you and things are looking up."
Happy birthday to Pranesh's mom, Subhathra. Birthday shout out to Caden from your sister, Krina. Timothy wants to wish a happy birthday to his little sister, Quinny. Aki says happy birthday to his sister. And happy 10th to Alma and Santa Barbara.
Shout out to mega fan Ruby, her brother Henry, and sister Molly all the way in England. Shout out to Knox in Cascade Locks, Oregon. Wolfie loves you. Shout out to Esperanza, aka SB, and shout out to Felix and everyone in Miss Ariano's fourth grade class. Oh, one more thing before we start. Today is the last episode of Cupid and the Reaper. The finale with Marcus and Mondo and Chloe and Harper is awesome. You don't want to miss it. And if you haven't been listening, you can binge the whole season now. But Gen Z has also launched a new show this week, their first British co-production. It's called The Res, and it takes place in a very different future. It has all the fun and adventure of a Gen Z show, only British. So check that out at gcmshows.com or wherever you like to listen. Okay, now let's get into what we know about the day that changed everything.
From what we heard on Future Remy's podcast, we were down in the tunnel when we heard from Gabriel Augustine. And when we told him where we were, let's just say he got upset.
It sounded like he and his people were planning to do something to the tunnel. Like, they're the ones who caused the flood.
I would agree with that deduction. Now, I've been trying to reach him all week, but he hasn't answered my calls or texts.
What if we don't hear from him?
I don't think we can afford to wait any longer.
I knew you were gonna say that.
We're going to have to head down into the tunnel and see if we can figure out what they used to flood it.
Oh.
What?
No, I just felt deja vu. I'm not even sure what we're looking for down here. Are you?
Well, on the recording, it sounded like whatever it was had a countdown.
You mean like a bomb?
Yeah.
But we know that we've survived it, right? We weren't even injured, were we?
Again, I don't know all the details, or...
Wait a second. You said I didn't get to be in the middle school musical because of my voice.
Remy.
Alex, did something happen to my singing voice when the tunnel flooded? Tell me.
You didn't want to talk about it. But from what I could figure out, there was all that water and you swallowed some and...
And I damaged my voice? I can't sing anymore?
Like I said, you wouldn't talk about it. But I was there for 2 months. And I never heard you sing a note.
Is it permanent?
I don't know.
But I love singing. Being in the musicals and writing songs on my ukulele is my happy place.
I know, Remy.
Then we have to stop it. We have to find whatever causes the tunnel to flood.
I have to find it.
What?
I don't know why I let you come down here at all. Of course you shouldn't be in the tunnel. You have to get out of here.
But I need to help you. It's not just about my voice. It's the house. It's everything.
Remy. It's him. It's Augustine. We can stop it. Hello?
Well, if it isn't my old friend Alex. Long time no speak.
That's what he said the last time.
You have to stop what you're doing. Now. Whatever's happening in the tunnel.
How do you know it's me?
He said that too.
Mr. Augustine, Gabriel, listen to me.
Wait. Are you down there right now?
Tell us where the device is. The one you used to blow the tunnel.
Get out. Now.
Alex?
I know, Remy.
You have to get out of that tunnel. I'm telling you.
Stop the countdown.
Can we stop it? Are you sure? There's kids down there. It's too late.
Alex, we have to go. The countdown started.
The device. I see it.
Can you use telekinesis?
It's not working.
What's that?
We're down here. Hurry!
It's Holiday! You called her!
When in doubt, call the four. Holiday, the device. Get out of the tunnel.
I'm on it, Alex. Here, Red Hoodie. You better take it.
Got it! Let's get out of here!
Three, two, one.